noontime for the National Day of Prayer drive-up service to the Tower Center at Unity Square, and which basically is the Bartlesville Community Center parking lot. It is a construction zone still a little bit. They're not quite done with Tower Center at Unity Square yet, but that's okay. We're still going to use the stage and be able to see people and be able to hear people via their radios in their cars on 1400 or 93.3 KWON. Mm-hmm. If people are not able to come out to the event, they're welcome to watch the noon time event live stream on KWONTV.com, and also we'll do a Facebook Live of it as well too. So there's a lot of different ways that people can participate, but you know, we truly, Deb and I have been involved with National Day of Prayer for many years, and
won't say how many,
but you know, it truly is one of the highlights of our year to be able to come together as a community, pray for our nation and our community. Mm-hmm. And there's just no better time than now to do that. And so with the different restrictions that we need to do to be safe, we're going to try and do that, but also be able to pray to our Lord and be able to bring up the needs and requests that we have and the praises to Him as well. We have a super agenda for people who are going to be praying for the different aspects, and Deb's kind of been working on that side of it, so I might let her share some of our agenda with you and tell you some of the people who are going to be praying.
Okay, and let me take this down so you can understand me as well. So if I can just say a few words about the National Day of Prayer before I give us our agenda. Mm-hmm. So it's an annual observance, and the actual first National Day of call to fasting and prayer was called by the Continental Congress back in 1775. President Lincoln declared a National Day of Prayer and Fasting in 1863. And then in 1952, Congress established the National Day of Prayer as an annual event. It was by joint resolution, and it was signed into law by President Harry S. Truman. So now for our agenda, we will have a welcome and opening prayer starting right at noon. Before that, we'll have some music, about 30 minutes of piped-in music. We'll have Pastor Rod McElvain doing that welcome and opening prayer. And then government, we will have Representative Kevin Hearn. Military, we'll have Sharon Lynn Reese praying for that. Praying for families, we'll have Pastor Wayman White. Pastor Joe Cola will be praying for our churches. Dr. Jim Dunn, who is our new president at Oklahoma Wesleyan University, will be praying for education. Business media will be Pastor Ed Gordon. And community and health care, Pastor Connie McCray will be praying for that. And our closing prayer will be done by Pastor Daryl Wooten. So we have a lot of prayer going up. We have a lot of leaders in our community lifting those prayers up to our Lord, and it'll be a wonderful day. I hear the weather is going to be nice. Rain is late afternoon, so...
There's still a chance of some scattered, but we're praying that those scatters are everywhere else.
After.
Exactly. But rain or shine, we're going to be there. There is kind of a little bit of a covering over the stage there, and it's going to happen, rain or shine, and we just really look forward to people who are going to stay in their cars anyway. We encourage you to stay in your cars with your windows
up. And use their wipers. My husband said, yeah, we can use our wipers.
Exactly. And those who will be going to the stage, carry an umbrella if they have to. Yeah. There's no lightning around, too. But no, seriously, it really will be a special time, and we encourage people to come and join in with us as they can in their cars. We don't want people to get out of their cars, though. We're not going to gather. We're not, you know, getting together like that. You'll notice if you've been to National Day of Prayer gatherings before that we have had times where people can get together and gather. We have had a lot more music and things like that. Well, we really want to simplify it this year to make it all about prayer and not be able to miss that part of it. And some of the frills can be back next year, hopefully. But this year we are just getting together and doing the most important thing, and that's bring up these different needs that we have to our Lord.
And we want to follow the guidelines and all the city ordinances. So we promised the mayor we would do that.
And so that's what we were doing. But we just encourage people to come, you know, spread the word amongst your friends. You know, a lot of times we get the word out via the churches, and the churches haven't had bulletins and haven't had different ways to communicate with their parishioners like they have in the past. You know, there's been some emails going out and things like this, but we encourage you to share it with people who you think might be interested as well. If you would like to have a prayer guide, you can go to Bartlesville. gainesvilleradio.com, and on the right side of our homepage, there's a button that says Pray for Our City. And if you click that, at the very top, it says National Day of Prayer. And you can go to that National Day of Prayer, and there will be our agenda. You can see who will be praying, the agenda that we just talked about. You'll also be able to click to get a list of our leaders. Pray for Our Leaders. And it lists the president on down through the Secretary of Transportation and Secretary of Energy and the ambassadors of the UN. It lists the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It lists our Supreme Court justices and a lot of our federal leaders. Then it also goes to our state leaders, from the government all the way down to our Supreme Court as well, too. It has our county leaders on it, and then it has our local leaders on it, from city manager to police chiefs to school boards to that type of thing as well. And then at the bottom, it has different Christian organizations in our community as well. So we'd encourage you to go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on that Pray for the City, National Day of Prayer, and find this list, and keep that in a place that you can also pray for these local people, as well as our federal and state people.
And Gary Kilpatrick puts that list together. He updates it for us every year, and he also did that for the Governor's Prayer Breakfast. So thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary, because that's a lot of work keeping up, because there are a lot of changes, you know, it's surprising here and there, too, so we don't want to miss one. If you did find that we've missed one or something, too, let us know, and we'll be sure to update that as well. But check that list. Also, if you click, you'll be able to find the National Day of Prayer Guide. And the fancy one looks kind of a nice folder with color and things like this. But there is a PDF of it on that website as well. And it talks about the various different topics that we'll be praying for. It has some scripture verses with it and things. And this is put out nationally. It has the national prayer as well on it. So you can find that prayer guide on the website too. So we aren't going to be able to be handing out a lot of things tomorrow to you. And so we want it to make those available to you. So again, you can go to the website and print them yourself to be able to get those. So that's kind of how we've put together this for this year, kind of unique and different, but we are just praying that the Lord will be honored in all that we do.
And nothing will stop our prayers.
Exactly. He doesn't stop. I just pray that, that we'll be following the theme for it, too. The theme for this year is from Habakkuk, and some people pronounce that differently. I'm a Yankee, and that's the way I say it, but it's 2:14, and it says, pray God's glory across the earth, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the water covers the seas. So that's the theme for this year's National Day of Prayer.
This is going to be great, and it looks like, just taking a look at the weather charts, after 1 o'clock, the showers may start to move in. So it looks like things are going to be pretty good up until that point. And this looks like this is going to be something that we all need. And it's something that the timing couldn't be better this year as opposed to any other year. I mean, but it's always important. But this year in particular, I think a lot of people have a lot of heaviness on the shoulders and on the heart and on the mind. And I think this is a good time to share and a good time to pray and a good time just to kind of make it good.
Mm-hmm. That's what we...
Amen.
Exactly. We totally agree. And and so again, we encourage people to come. You know, if you maybe haven't gotten out too much, just you stay in your car and pull up to the community center parking lot. Aim toward the new, I call it band shell, but it's actually the stage at Tower Center at Unity Square. There still will be some fence up because it is a construction zone, and so it won't be really easy to see, but you'll still be able to see and participate. But more than anything, just pray with us as we're praying. You can listen on your radio, again, 1400 or 93.3. You can also, if you can't get away, if you're at your office, you could catch it on one of the live streams that we have. You could catch it on your computer. You could also, if you'd like to watch the video of it, it will be at kwontv.com or at the radio station's Facebook Live page, too.
And so it'll be archived as well, so you know, if you really miss it,
you'll be able to watch it later too. Yeah. So that's very
good.
True.
That's
so,
yeah.
So we're trying to bring it to you as many ways as we can, and still be able to have a wonderful time of prayer together to honor our Lord.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate you coming in once again tomorrow, the National Day of Prayer, and you will be able to hear it right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 at noon. Try to get there early and be mindful of others, and remember the physical distancing too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a blessed day. Appreciate it. And we've got more coming up right here on KY.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships